Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome to a Wednesday. Happy hump day, midday of the week.
I was texting a friend last night about 8 o'clock about something. He goes, it's Tuesday. Why are you texting me? I go, well, we just got home from JV soccer last night. What an ending. Shout out to the Olathe East JV boys. One on a penalty kick with 10 seconds
Ooh,
left.
Geeks.
Beat Olathe North. It was awesome, yeah.
That is sick.
Yeah, sorry, pretty cool.
Owen. Is that what they call them? Owen? Olathe North? No?
Owen? I don't know. We can.
You're not
we
on can. Tonight.
Yeah.
You're
off.
Yeah. 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 You can. OE. Yeah. We say OE, you know, but so I would imagine they say ON, I guess. OS, OW.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah. It was fun. It was great win for the guys last
OE
night.
OE had
yeah.
a different meaning back when I was a kid. Old English.
Old English, brother. Yep. You and what was the guy's name who used to do those commercials, or was that for Colt 45? Billy D. Williams. That was Colt 45, yeah. Not old
Colt
English.
Colt 45.
St. Louis, Missouri.
Two zigzags. Mac knows that reference. Yeah. Afro Man, what's up? I don't know if there's ever been like three songs from one artist that everybody knew from about, well, I guess maybe Garth.
Yeah, but Garth would be
like
one.
Everybody knows Friends in Low Places no matter how old you are because it's been like poisoned in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Remember they did that at the Royals games and by the third
I loved it and people wanted it gone and
it lasted what, a couple years?
Oh, it lasted a long
like
time.
A decade?
It was a long time. Yeah, they got rid of it like I want to say in 13 or 14, and I remember being at the World Series talking to Trisha Yearwood, Garth's wife, you know, and she told me, she goes, man, Garth is really hurt that they got rid of this song here. And I was like, oh, wow, that's too bad.
Damn.
I loved it, though. I thought it was great, and I would be hurt, too. I mean, you got a song that's playing there at a ballpark, and it goes on social media because the people sitting at home didn't like it. That's one of those things where you look at what social media has to say, and then you actually go to the game where people are, and you realize it's a completely different narrative that's being told. Too many people pay attention to what people on social media say, and what they say is useless because they're not actually at these things. They're sitting there complaining from their couch. You go to a Royals game and they play Friends in Low Places, and everybody's up singing and having a good time and enjoying it. And yet, you know, Weeble Wobble 102 in his mom's basement is sitting down there. This song is terrible. They need to get rid of the song. Sir, you're not at the game. You don't see the enjoyment that people are having at the game singing this song.
Like, how long are they saying Sweet Caroline at Fenway?
Oh,
like,
forever.
Like, they still do it,
yeah,
right?
I've
never been to Fenway.
Yeah. They do that every single night, and people are singing loving it. That's what I get. Like, when people complain about things, I always ask myself, are you there? Are you part of what's going on? Because I've never been to a baseball game at Kauffman Stadium where the guy next to me or the people next to me are going, oh, this song sucks. It's time to move on. Got to get rid of this song. No, everybody's up singing because it's a singable song, just like Sweet Caroline or whatever song it is that teams use at the ballpark. They do that for a reason. They create that tradition and fun that goes on out there. It's always the people who don't participate that complain. It really is. And everything in life, it's 100%. Always been that way.
Yeah. The curmudgeons of the world. Go back to your hole.
Yeah. I don't like
meanwhile, they go to the game, they're like, Where the whiskey?
Hey, what are you doing over there, Craig?
Yeah.
Seems like you know the words.
I got friends.
I mean, it is. It's exactly what it is. It's 100% what it is.
Weird.
This song is terrible. They need to get rid of this song. Are you at the game? No, I don't go to games because of the song. Oh, okay, fine. Weird. Then, you know.
Weird, you know every word. It's not my fault. Well, you don't have to know it.
Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable how many people complained about that, but yet everybody's singing.
Yeah. Sure seemed to like that song last time we went to the game, Craig.
Yeah.
I have nothing against Craig's. I just think that's the name that popped into my weird brain at this time of the
morning.
You
always come up with the best weird names for people. You really do. Dave, yeah. Dale, Craig. I laugh every time.
I always give credit to Rob Dyrdek for that, because during COVID there was nothing else on but what was that? Ridiculousness. And he just, every time there was some guy doing something stupid on like a bike or a car, he'd be like, here comes David coming down the street. Like, I don't know why that, like, the guy flips his bike and, like, gets up. Like, what happened? And, like, to me, the funniest part was, like, the commentary from Rob Dyrdek. It's just, like, it just,
that's
funny.
I never heard of that song, that show.
Oh,
so.
Man. If you ever get out of the garage, you got time to kill. Put it on, like, for, like, 30 minutes, and it's just internet viral.
What's it called?
Ridiculousness.
Ridiculousness?
Yeah, it's, like, only thing they put on MTV these days. But, yeah, every time, it's, like, some random name and a guy, like, effing up something. It's
How old did Dusty just sounds. The only thing they're putting on MTV these days. Back in my day, we had Garth Brooks singing, you know.
Now we had TRL.
TRL was the best show.
We had Carson Daly.
God, I love that show.
And now Carson Daly's like on The View or whatever. Oh, Good Morning America.
Good Morning America. Yeah. He's moved on. Yeah, but
well, he's hanging around.
Yeah, he definitely
but I
is.
I mean, I was that kid that, you know.
I love TRL.
First time I ever had movement south was when they did Spring Break. And they just have random people doing like bikini like walks, and then there'd be like NSYNC playing, or like Blink-182 would play, or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, "All right, I'm Carson Daly. We're live in Spring Break. Here's video number 10."
See,
and it was awesome.
It was fantastic.
Times Square. Yeah, they'd look it down
great.
The glass, and you
loved
like,
it.
I'd love to go in that crowd. Then your parents are like, "No, you wouldn't."
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? You're like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, that kind of started when I was in college, right? Mm-hmm. That TRL show, and so it was kind of past my time when I was growing up.
That's kind of your
there.
Neck of the woods when you're a
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, you know, we did New Year's Eve one time.
How far was Times Square from you?
Oh, like, 35 minutes.
Really?
It's not far. Yeah, damn. Yeah. We'll go in April for the Yankee Royals game. I promise you, we'll book flights. We should do that today. Spectre's out, so.
That's tomorrow.
Oh, that's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, we should do that today. Prestige. Just to pretend like we're here late, yeah. You know. And so I forget what I was. Going to say no, so the crowdedness. Oh yeah, Times Square, the TRL. That's the first time, and I really think TRL is the reason why Britney Spears became on the map, because when she was doing that "Oops, I Did It Again" dancing around and whatnot in her Catholic schoolgirl outfit with one of her first videos, I'm like, wow, Britney Spears is, you know, here and she's ready to roll. I just saw something else the other day that she's kind of, you know, out there in left field at this point in time. But that TRL show was awesome. I love that TRL show too, because you knew what you were supposed to be listening to almost, right? Like, it was a connection to the music on the radio and everything. It was a perfect television show for the time.
My
man.
Favorite part about the whole thing was, like, you know how like radios will over, like, how many times in your life did you hear Fast Car by Luke Combs? Like, I could never hear this song again and it'd be too many times. TRL would retire videos.
Yes.
So once you were on for too long, they were like, we're gonna retire this video today. It's been number one for the last like 9 weeks, but it's over.
Yep.
And then you like would see the next group come out with a song, like, that'll be number one for the next one.
Oh, damn.
And you would sit there and watch and try to guess, like, where songs would come out in the top 10. It was great.
It was a great TV show. Like, honest to God, was one of the best TV shows that we ever had, Dusty. I'm glad you brought that up this morning. Now I'm all, like, fired up on TRL and how great
like
a television show that was.
If Netflix could do it, they would go back and just, like, make, like, all the seasons of TRL available.
Yeah.
Because, like, you found out, like, artist beefs. Like, Mark Wahlberg didn't like Eminem. And then, like, Nelly, like, dissed Eminem on TRL. It's like, he was like, I don't like M&M's. I eat M&M's. And then Eminem went to the lab and did this, like, freestyle, which I'll send you the video. It's insane. And it's just like, you stop messing with this guy. It doesn't end well. It's like, you know, coming after Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. You poke the bear.
Right.
But it ain't going to end well.
Yep. But you're right about that. You learn so much about the artists.
Oh,
I mean, it really was. I mean, it was just a tremendously well done, awesome TV show.
And then it was gone.
And then it was gone.
Yep.
Yeah. And then it was over. And you're like, where did this go?
And it was Carson Daly hosting.
Yeah. Carson Daly. Gotcha. Yeah. He was the host.
He was the man. He was Seacrest before Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, God.
Seacrest.
He was.
It was Carson Daly.
Carson Daly. I mean, being on the set of TRL.
And
I
before
bet
him,
you.
It was Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
Who just said, it'd be kind of funny if I didn't live to be 100.
He was 99.
Damn,
but that was Betty White. She died like a couple of months before she turned 100 years old, right?
Might have been days.
Yeah, it may have been. It was really close to when she turned 100. But, yeah, Carson Daly was the S-man back
then. I guess it was
then.
Dick Clark.
Damn, yeah, I had no idea. I just see him on The Voice now.
That's oh,
the
dude,
I know
no. He was,
oh, no,
was,
no, no, no.
It was Carson Daly's world at 2 o'clock on TRL.
Yeah, it was. Like, you raced home from school back in the day to watch that stuff in college. Okay. Like, that was must-watch TV, and then you followed it up with an hour-long of The Dukes of Hazzard. But
you could almost say because of TRL, we had the Video Music Awards. I know they were around beforehand, but like videos weren't popular because we didn't have YouTube. We didn't have phones.
Yep.
We did, but we didn't have it like that.
But that was also the time where MTV was starting to merge away from really showing videos all the time. And so that was like your hour long that you knew you were going to get videos. You knew you were going to get the top 10 music of the day and all that kind of stuff. Like, you knew what you were going to get that day.
Yeah.
And MTV kind of matriculated away from doing all the videos and the music that they had, as we sound like old men sitting here today. But that show, man, God bless America.
And then
that show was so good.
What's that guy's name? Like Chive Owen from Cheers, the mailman?
Cliff Clavin?
Cliff Clavin.
Or Chive Owen. I kind of like that better. Yeah. I don't know who he is, but maybe he's a better kicker than Harry Butker is
like
at this
Clive
point.
Clive Owen, but the porn star. No, but then VH1 had their version. It was called Pop-Up Video.
Mm-hmm. So which is great.
They play the video and they would just pop up facts about the video. Like, this video was actually shot in the basement of a home in Chicago, not actually in like this part. Like,
Pop-Up
this is actually
Video.
Not,
yeah,
that's cool.
Oh, it was great.
Pop-Up Video was great as well. Yeah. There were some really good shows back then, and then they just got rid of all of that
Rock
stuff.
Rock and Roll Jeopardy with Jeff Probst before
that was another
he was the
good
host
one.
Of Survivor.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyways, the Chiefs.
He spent a lot of time watching MTV, didn't
dude,
you?
Yeah. I mean, for sure.
Yeah.
Lions Chiefs, another ratings.
Another ratings.
Another one. Sunday Night Football reached new heights, no pun intended, with 27.3 million viewers tuning in to watch the Lions take on the Chiefs. This viewership milestone demonstrates the continued dominance and appeal of the Kansas City Chiefs in primetime. That comes from Football Predicts Tips and Picks, football_predicts. So that is another one there for the Kansas City Chiefs. I also thought I saw a thing other than that, which was, it's like the second highest viewed game ever in the NFL in October.
Oh my God! Wow, I'm not surprised.
Like,
I mean, it was the two best teams in the league. I think maybe Tampa can have an argument for something like that.
Well, we're the ninth best team in the league.
Yeah, ESPN can take a long walk off a short pier.
They went down two spots.
They went down two spots after beating the Lions in the ESPN power rankings. That's why I look at ESPN and I laugh. Like, Ryan Clark is there. You know, like, all he does is get into trouble too, with stupid stuff and whatnot. And then ESPN has them ranked ninth, Dog screaming about things, and I mean, it's a mess.
I know you love the ratings numbers because it always involves the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Week one, 19.7 million views against the Chargers. Week two, astonishing, 33.8 million in the Super Bowl rematch.
That's insane. for a midday afternoon game, right?
And then week three against the Giants, I believe that was Sunday night football. 25.3 million.
Mm-hmm.
Ravens, that matchup, 23.9 million. Monday Night Football against the Jags, 22.3, and then last Sunday night, 27.3.
I would love somebody to come out with a list of how that compares to other teams playing in those primetime spots, like how much better the Chiefs are in that primetime spot than anybody else out there, because they are. I mean, they just are. They are must-see TV. They're must-watch TV, and you had the two best teams in the NFL playing with a Super Bowl matchup at hand, and you watch the Chiefs go out there and smoke everybody, and then the world melted down. It's the refs' fault. The power rankings came in. Like, everybody lost their collective minds because the Chiefs are back.
Yeah,
and that's fun.
This comes from 41 News. The Chiefs Lions average 23.7 million views across NBC and Peacock based on official Nielsen Big Data Plus panel and digital data from Adobe Analytics. It is the second most viewed, second most watched October audience in the history of NBC Sunday Night Football.
What's the number one? Do they give you that? Because why
don't
they give
that.
You that? Like, they need to give you that information, right? If you say it's the second most watched NFL game on October on NBC, give me the number one game.
Yeah.
Why leave that information out? You obviously have it.
Right. So, again, you ask, where are the noon games this weekend? And then you wait. But there's a reason why the Chiefs will now have played. Let's see here. Like, where can I go here? Jacksonville was Monday night. Detroit was Sunday night. They play at noon. It's Sunday night against the Washington Commanders, and then it's 3:25 standalone against Buffalo.
Yeah.
Then bye week, and then bring on the Broncos. Right.
Right. Yeah.
So they're this ain't gonna stop, baby. Like,
there may be more games flexed into primetime too if we continue to see some teams lose that are, you know, in there. We may move some games back to Sunday Night Football,
sure,
or who knows. But you know, this team just generates ratings. It generates revenue.
I do love this text because it says, makes you wonder how high or low the ratings will be at noon this weekend. I'm gonna guess 19.
I mean, that's a good guess. Yeah, probably a little bit lower. I'm going to go about 17 because it is that noon window. Usually the 3 o'clock window picks up a little bit more. And then, you know, obviously people are home Sunday night. And so things are going on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
On throughout the day nationally, I'm sure people may not tune in. I'm going to go about 17 million. I think if you get 17 million on a noon game on a Sunday, that's a really good number.
Raiders. It's not like it's this titillating matchup. Not only that, plus they put 70-11 games at noon for some reason, NFL.
And then four teams play on Monday night again.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.